Can I have everybody stand and play the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody, to the Paradise Town Advisory Board. Welcome, everybody, to the Town Board Advisory Board, March 25th, 2025. We're going to do roll call. Everybody's here attending but Susan Phillips. Do we have staff introductions?
David Tomaso, representing Conference of Planning.
And then we're going to, there's a public comment section. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward to the speaker's podium. We have a microphone. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board, a council, or majority vote. And we ask that everybody please turn off their phones at this time. And we ask if you do have to have a conversation, we ask if you take it outside, you can come back in at any time. And then when you do hear, we had a problem at the last meeting, I just want to make it clear. If you are here for an agenda, the applicant will be called up, he'll do, or she will do her presentation. After that, we do open it to the public. Anybody can come up to the podium, which we have a mic, and speak. Try to keep it 3 minutes. If you have a person or more than one person for the item and that you all kind of agree and you've heard someone say something, we've heard them, we ask that you don't repeat it. We come up with something else that you want to say if it's different than what you've heard from your neighbors or other audience or people that have talked on that item. Okay, we're going to move on. Can someone make a motion for the minutes?
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for the March 11th, 2025 meeting.
There's a motion on the floor to approve March 11th, 2025 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get an approval for the agenda for March 25th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, March 25th, 2025, with the following changes. Items number 12, Grim Norton 4 LLC, 13, Grim Norton 4 LLC, and 14, Grim Norton 4 LLC, will be held until April the 8th, and the Board of County Commissioners May 7th. And item number 15, Object Dash LLC, will be held until April 29th, and the BC on 5/21.
There's a motion on the floor to hold 12, 13, 14, and 15 on the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're going to go to item number one. Is the applicant here? Okay, we're going to hold that one until the end.
Motion to trail to the end.
There's a motion on the floor to trail to the end. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, item number two.
Here.
Okay. Do you mind? Oh, you're by yourself. So we're going to read it into the record and then you can present. Item number two. It is use permit. Oh, wait. Let's do it this way. This will make me keep more organized. ET25400025 UC220184. And I apologize if I say this. Norinda? Is that close, the name?
The property.
Okay. Real Estate Holding Corporation. Okay. Use permit first extension of time for the communication tower. Design review for redesigned communication tower of 0.94 acre in a CP commercial professional zone, generally located on the west side of Pecos McLeod connected and the north side of Twain Avenue within Paradise, TC.
Cynthia Squire, 234 Carolina Laurel. Street Anderson, Nevada, last name S-Q-U-I-E-R. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here representing the landlord, the tower owner, and your tenant, T-Mobile. This application was an 80-foot model palm that was approved about 2 years ago.
Can you hold for just a minute? Gentlemen in the back, if you guys would like to speak, could you speak outside so everybody can hear her around you? I appreciate it. Thank you.
Could I just ask that you orient us on the building?
Say that again?
Orient us on the building site. Where is it? The street. I see part of the street. I see another street. That's on
so this
the
right here is the tower?
Yeah.
Right. So,
and what street is that in front of the building?
I think it's the main street is Nickelodeon. I think that's Twain.
It's what?
It's Twain, but the address for this property is on Pecos and Nickelodeon, the Claus Street.
Pecos and Claus interconnect to Twain.
Yes, yes. Okay, so this was about 2 years ago. I came before you. This was a canister site that T-Mobile had already put quite a bit of money into expanding the canister, and it still kept underperforming. So I came before you, we went over all the options, we were approved to do this monopalm. COVID hits, we get shut down. So I wasn't able to complete, right, the construction. So here I am today before you to do the change. What I'm looking for, obviously, is your approval for the extension of time. Now, the tower owner is vertical bridge, and they have been storing the steel for months, so they're paying rental fees and they are very motivated to build the site, but of course we need your approval. The property owner is also ready to allow us to start construction immediately with your approval. So T-Mobile will need to sign their lease agreement in order for us to start construction, but that your approval is our last item. So do you have any questions?
Are you completed then? You're good?
Yes.
So now we're going to open it up to the public, and if anybody has anything to say on this item, they can come up and speak. Seeing no one, closing it to the public. Does the board have any questions? I did have a question, though. You asked for an extension of time,
mm-hmm.
and it says until May 17th, unless I'm reading it wrong, to 2026 to commence the application will expire. So what was the date that they gave you? So unless I'm, because you're asking for an extension of time.
I am asking.
So what time frame are you asking for? Because I'm kind of trying to see the length of the time between what they're kind of saying, the preliminary staff conditions is that until May 17th, 2026. So I don't know if you talked to them about.
I haven't talked to them about it. That would be, I don't want to say longer than I need, so take the time away, but we are trying to complete the site by the end of this year. So we would be early.
And then this day, because I mean, this is like almost a year out.
Right.
So you don't think you can finish it before May 17th, 2026?
I think I'm going to finish it by the end of 2025.
Definitely commence before. Yeah. When do you think you'll be commencing the project? Do you have a timeline?
If I get all that, let me lease June. We could potentially start construction by June.
Okay, so at Pecos Cloud Interconnect in Mojave, actually, you've got to have T-Mobile on there, is that correct?
Yes, this is for T-Mobile.
Okay. Will anybody else be able to co-op onto it?
They co-locate onto it, but they're not there now.
Okay.
Yes.
So that would be an option.
It is an option. The tower is structurally capable of holding more than one carrier per foot, yes.
Okay. Is that what they're kind of looking for?
I mean,
that we don't have towers sprouting up for every business in town.
Right, and doing this, this site was specifically so I didn't go and start a new tower.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we did this.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is the least obtrusive option for the community.
And you have until May 17th of 26 to commence, but you feel you can start by the end of the year.
I have a timeline with T-Mobile and your tower owner that says they're building this year.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
If no one has any other comments, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
You're good. Item number 3, 4, 5, and 6. Can we read that together? Are they here? I take it that's you. Can I read them all together and then we'll go through each one after you present? Okay. Just give me a minute. I'll wet my whistle with this one. Okay. PA 257001 Michael John T. Plan Amendment to designate the existing land use category from neighborhood commercial NC and mid intensity suburban neighborhood MN or on 0.83 acres, generally located on the south side of Warm Springs Road, 200 feet east of Topaz Road within Paradise. Item number 4, ZC250163, Michael John T., zone change to reclassify 0.83 acres from a RS20 residential single family 20 zone to RS3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located on the south side of Warm Springs, 200 feet east of Topaz within Paradise. Number 5, WS250164, Michael John T., waivers of development standards for the following. 1, allow attached sidewalks, and 2, modify street design standards. Design review for the following. 1, modifications of a previous approved single-family resident development, Phase 1, and 2, a proposal for a single-family resident development, Phase 2, on 4.33 acres, in a RS3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located on the south side of Warm Springs Road and 50 feet to east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Item number 6, TM25500039, Michael JT, tentative map consisting of 5 single family resident lots and common lots on 0.83 acres in a RS3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located on the south side of Warm Springs, approximately 50 feet of east of Topaz Street within Paradise.
Good evening. May I?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. My name is Jeffrey Armstrong.
Just come in.
Good evening. My name is Jeffrey Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G, 2727 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas. I'm here representing the applicant, Summit Homes on this project. The project is located, as you said, east of Topaz and south of Warm Springs. The proposal is for a 5-lot development on 0.83 acres. We're proposing the RS 3.3 zone, which is a minimum of 3,300 square feet. The property has approximately 65 feet of frontage along the Warm Springs Boulevard. We are proposing to develop the property from phase one of our development. Phase one was approved in July of 2024 for 20 lots, and our proposal is for 5 lots, bringing up to 25. If you look at the map, there's an existing street that proposes as part of phase one, which will come in and go south into phase two of the development. The two waivers that we're applying for, one is for to provide attached sidewalks, where detached sidewalks are required. If you look up and down Warm Springs, there are attached sidewalks to the east, to the west, and to the north. There are no detached sidewalks anywhere on the streets. Typically, our county will deny our applications for attached sidewalks. We disagree with that. recommendation. Our proposal, 5 lots. The second waiver that we requested is to not be able to provide a turnaround at the end of the street. We're very limited in the width of our property, so providing a turnaround would actually cause our development to go from 5 to 3 lots. Then typically, Clark County would allow us to go a maximum of 6 lots off of Stubb Street. Our proposal is for 5. So we believe we meet the intent of the code. I am here to answer any questions that you may have. Respectfully request your approval. As I said, we're here to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, seeing he's finished, I'll open it up to the public. Does anybody want to speak on this item? And if you have more than one person, you just come on up and you kind of stand. But can you give her the mic, please? Thank you.
Hello. My name is Sharissa Hilly.
And your address?
My address is 2695 Thurman Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8-0-2-0.
Okay.
We live in the property that is located here. We've generally come to terms with the fact that the development's going forward and we're getting an 11-foot wall behind our property, but it's really very dense compared to what our neighborhood is. We line up behind it with more than 1 acre lots. My concern looking at their road and their lack of turnaround is if there's a fire on one of those last two houses that impacted my lot, how do they get a fire engine back there? How does an emergency vehicle turn out? So does it make sense, for safety's sake, to reduce it to the 3 lots that would fit and be able to have an acceptable turnaround for safety equipment and whatnot? That's about the only concern I have about this.
Okay. Thanks. Is there anybody that would like to see? If you want to, after she, you can line up behind so we can move through it quicker too, if anybody else would like to speak. Is it on?
Hello. Yeah, my name is Janice Payne. And I live in this lot.
Can you give us your address, please?
7380 Topaz Street.
Thank you.
I live in this lot. And we have concerns on a couple levels. Of course, I left my notes at the chair.
You can go get it. I have mine, too, so.
Of course, mine is going to be on the property security concerns and the animal safety, because we are coming up against an RPM. When the construction is going on, they'll be taking down whatever fences that are lining our properties. What type of barrier fence will we put up to secure our properties during the construction phase? We've done some stuff with the county in the past and some easements, and when they first approached us, it was kind of like with the orange mesh fence. And of course, we have livestock in our neighborhood. So that would be a question that I would have as to what kind of barrier to keep my horse off of orange mesh, whoever gets out. The other concern that we have is I would ask if I could be notified during the demolition of Mrs. Thurman's old house right there. My horseback's right up against my fence. It's off the alligator county allegations, but he is standing right there at the back of my property. We all know a horse bolt if he's spooking run right through my fence. So if I was to get notification first, we could hopefully avert a catastrophe. Then we're going to go to the log wall. I'm not sure what the final designated height of this wall was. I was part of that neighborhood meeting. But living in the property as long as we have up against that flood channel, I have concerns with the sheet flow of the water in our area. Of course, living in that corner lot, we have seen some catastrophic floods come through and cause some serious damage. So should this wall have a water flow that's coming off of my property, because I'm always left in the hole there on the corner, to get it on out and flow accordingly to the sheet flow of that area? That's the question. Also, if you look, my property line continues to the channel wall here in the corner. The builder's wall stops, I'm not sure if it's 30 or 40 feet, we haven't actually went out and measured it, but that leaves me a significant security breach to my property. And being up against the channel, we know from experience how much bad actors get up, caught up in that hiding hole right there. So we would ask if it would be something that we would do is get a permit so that we can be included with the finishing of that wall to meet the channel. See what I'm saying? So it's not a catch-all of trouble right there. Again, I don't want to have to defend my back corner border or my animals, and I hope that everything goes smooth like it always has in the past with all the building that we've finally completed in our area. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one closing it to, once I close it, he can come back up and speak, and we don't reopen it to the public, so it's, nobody wants to talk anymore, right? Okay, we're closing it to the public. Do you want to answer the questions, or do you want me to ask them? I saw you taking notes, so I think you're pretty...
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
Okay, so we could start with the turnaround. I know that was a problem with the planning and everything, too, not having that and stuff, and how is that going to work? Because they do have a point. I mean, when you're talking, you know, exits are... access for a larger delivery truck. I mean, even an Amazon can't turn around. They have to back into a driveway or back up and back up. So how is that going to work with a fire truck code policy of not getting to that home that's at the end?
That is a very difficult one. That is a very difficult, well, Jeffrey Armstrong, that is a very difficult one to figure out. Typically, the fire department, if they are coming into this development, they would come to this point and stop. Then they would pull their lines all the way down to the furthest house. Typically, they go about 150 feet is the maximum they allow. So that is the only option that we have. As far as delivery trucks and everything like that, they'll have to stop probably close to the intersection and have to walk.
Is there going to be signage there that says that? Like I have a section of my area that says no, and they still go down it. It don't matter if it says the sign, no trucks, no semis, no nothing, and they just travel. So, I have a worry about that because they are going to access it. They're not going to want to walk. Amazon guys aren't going to walk down to the house. So I do have a problem with that one. So, well, I don't know if my board, they can have to speak. Then another question was the fencing. During the time of development, how does that work for you guys? Because normally you don't tear down their wall. You build right up to it on your property line, right? So would
that
they?
Is correct.
So they would keep their fencing?
Correct.
Right, and you would build to it?
Correct.
Without jeopardizing whatever they have there. I don't know if they have chain link or a block. I don't know how that...
What we typically do is fence the entire property. So the lady who was concerned about her animals, they'll not be able to access them. We'll notify her and the residents prior to starting the construction.
That was one of her questions. Can they be notified? And does they have your contact information, or how is it going to be notified? Like, go through a Rolodex number, push one, push two, or is it a personal contact for the property management that's going to be on the field, in the field?
They will have two different numbers. One will be the engineer, which we are, and the second will be the developer.
Okay.
And usually the contractor will be out there. They'll have the information they can give to them if they have any questions.
Okay. And then just the lady that was, she spoke to, if you could really just personally reach out. I mean, like the horse, I don't want any animals, you know, scared or anything during it. And so if you could make sure, especially the people adjacent to you, make an extra, that would be helpful for them. I think they would feel secure enough to know that you're going to be good neighbors and reach out and
We will definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
And then your block wall, the height is, what is the height we're going?
It is 6 feet.
6 feet.
Are you, Clark County allows a maximum of 6 feet. We have not applied for any waivers.
Are you going?
For increase.
Are you?
There'll be a combination
you,
of screen wall.
Can we
excuse me,
down, please?
Excuse me. Excuse me, if you guys want to talk, you have to go outside so he can, thank you. So it's 6 feet at this time?
Correct.
And the, are you planning on coming back for a waiver for a higher? Nope, nothing,
no.
Just 6 feet. Okay.
No.
And then her question was the water drainage. I'm sure the slope will be done properly through engineering, but just to put her mind at ease, the drainage from that point for her property to your property to the wash, how is that drainage when you interrupt that flow? How?
We will not interrupt that.
Okay.
Any flow that comes out to our property goes to the natural drainage course.
Okay.
So it will not impact the properties. As far as the drainage channel, that is Clark County Recreation. Water Rec, who handles that? If they have any issues, they should contact them, and they'll be able to help them or do something about it.
Okay.
This particular developer cannot.
Right. But you're going
to,
you'll do the proper channels like everybody else, and you'll do the flow,
of course.
The grades, and
yes.
Okay.
And we will be performing a drainage study on our property,
right?
Which will address any concerns that they do have.
Right. Okay. Anybody else have any?
Yes, I do.
Go.
I want to go back to the wall height. There seems to be a reaction on the wall height. You're saying 6 feet?
Correct.
Somebody said
11.
It could be 11.
Can you explain that?
It could be 11 on phase one. On phase two, which is what
we asked you for the height of the wall. So why don't you tell us on the phases the height of the wall?
Sure. I'm Nathan White with the developer. When we did the first phase, we were talking about doing an 8 foot wall along it. And something happened at the Board of County Commissioners where we agreed to the 8 feet, but then they changed it to the 6 feet. We're open to either one. We said that at the Board of County Commissioners. So I'm still in agreement to either one, but something changed at the Board of County Commissioner, not by us, but by the community or by the commissioner. We can go back and look at that. It's a video. But either way, we're agreeing to whatever we want, they wanted, and on that side. It was 8 feet originally.
So we're, somehow to the whole wall where?
Well, initially, we just have the 20 lots to the right. And that's approved. This is just to kind of get rid of that little house and that little segment.
Where is the wall going to be?
Right now?
This wall we're talking about.
Well, the wall is approved. We're going to stop right here and go over. If we get this development approved, it would go to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
And this part that the lady talked about is owned by the public works or whoever owns that because it's part of the chamber.
Right.
And so we, I don't even know if we could because it's not a property.
Okay. So you don't care what height the wall
is? Well, yeah, we were in agreement to the 8 feet, but mm-hmm. something happened. I can't really recall. I have to go back and look at the actual video. And I think they wanted it at 6 feet at the actual hearing.
Okay.
No.
So,
she's going to double check first on that.
What you can do is obviously, if you're going to 8 feet, the town board can make a condition about the wall at 8 feet.
Yeah.
And then the plan can allow for it, but without a waiver, and it just be a condition that's added more planning question. But you can certainly add that condition tonight, and we can make sure it carries over. But I have to look at notice of final action on the other subdivision to confirm that it was the last height that was approved. I don't recall what it was, but it must have gone to the Board of County Commissioners.
It
would not have been on a consent agenda because
is this where the, which one is it? That's what I'm trying to see. Is it one or two? This is the driveway. This is.
Yeah. The notification is we'll have a park, so I will let you guys know when if that house gets demoed.
You have to wait once the public.
Yeah,
he has to address.
Yeah,
and then No, it's okay. Because we could go, I understand. That's what neighborhood meetings are for. So you guys can discuss all night if you want.
And when this is over, I would recommend maybe that you do discuss it before it goes to the next level. Planning commission. Oh, I have one.
I have a comment on the accessibility. So at night, if you get an Amazon, and I get Amazon until midnight, come down there, he's going to have to turn into somebody's yard or direct his headlights into somebody's house. So everybody in that, those five homes will be affected by that in some way. He doesn't have to go down this far, he can turn around in the first guy. So you have disruption of having a step stream without having a that turnaround. That's my concern.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. I mean, there's step streams on all of our projects, and that's the same condition on all of them.
Is it wide enough that they could make a 3-point turn?
Yes, it's 47 feet in width.
So they would just have to go forward and back up.
Correct.
Fire department had no comment.
None.
Correct. And I don't know if they would stop at the top or they would come down, because they can certainly back up. But they might prefer that over running 100 and some odd feet down the road with a heavy hose.
Yeah, but backing up would be extremely difficult.
Yeah. Pretty good.
So have you guys even thought about a different option for that in-lot to at least have a turn in and turn out? I mean, like, I know it's profit over layout. I get that. You have to make your money. But on that last lot, if you're giving up some of that last lot, you would have a radius further. Have you thought about that? Because, I mean, the safety of the homeowner is my concern. Like everybody's saying, I just don't understand. I have a roundabout in my house. They would never let me make a dead-end street. I would have had to have that roundabout to safety just so my neighbors could turn in a circle. So how are you guys justifying not having a safe entrance for fire, for ambulances, for, you know, I just...
It is hard to justify. We understand that. We have very limited options.
Well,
we're proposing the option that we think would work best.
Okay, yeah. But if you made a roundabout, you got a wider area for trucks to turn. How far back would you have to set the house?
They probably wouldn't utilize it. They'd have to make it
the
a public.
The houses would not fit.
They have to give up the lot.
The two options we have in the county.
One.
You wouldn't have to give up all the lots.
Hammerhead or a cul-de-sac.
You wouldn't have to give up all the lots. You'd have to deal with it down at the last lot.
Because you could adjust a few lots to where...
It's about the money, yeah.
Yeah. And I understand that. But that's not... So I can go roundabout. We can either... We're just take the review and the consent. We're just trying... Where are you willing to go to say I can work with this layout to make it more safer, because I really do think that you are putting it's just a bad situation, even for Amazon trucks, and it just...
How many more feet would you need to do
school
that?
Buses, yeah. I mean, where they would...
School bus.
They won't be able to turn. I don't know about handicap.
How many more feet would you need to do something like that on that last lot?
How many feet?
To make
a rate the radius, the radius for a turnaround.
It would be a little more than double. Typically, a cul-de-sac is 40.5 miles, which is 81 feet. Currently, the street width is 47 feet. So basically, we kind of double that, and that's what we have. If you put in a cul-de-sac or if you put in a hammerhead. Not hammerhead, but hammerhead, yes. The lot number 5 becomes unbuildable.
So what if you did something and you just, not so much for fire trucks because they had no comment, but for, let's say, an ambulance, something the size of an ambulance, but basically the size of a prime delivery truck or something, how much more room would you have to use there?
I'm just going to ask a little
question. Because the fire truck is huge. Yes.
Is that first phase already developed?
It's
I haven't been, I mean, I did an aerial, but is that lot, do you, is that a road on the, where the riding is? Is that a road on the other side that's
not
in?
Right here?
What is that?
That is a road.
Okay. So is there any, and then you have another lot on the end right there, correct? With all the trees? The last lot?
Here?
Yeah. Is that a lot?
Yes, it is.
So why couldn't you utilize, is that lot developed?
It's being developed under phase one.
Right, but is it sold and developed?
At this point,
no. So why can't you utilize that part of that property to do a complete, if you're coming in, you go down to the end of the street, and then you come right back out to the other one. Why can't we make it that kind of circular motion? Why would that not pencil out? And then you don't lose that, you lose that lot, you have to lose a lot. So why is it that you're saying you can't? Because if that's not developed, that whole area to the right of it can be re, I know it's work for you, but
it's not about work, it's that is approved of that substrate as it is. And if we can't get this approved the way it is, we just won't buy it and it'll stay the way it is. And we'll just do phase one.
Okay.
It's not what we wanted.
I understand that. I understand that. But I'm just saying, you understand the concern of even staff denied these two because of that. So that's why we're trying to work with you here to see what we can work out before you go there, because they're already saying denial. Well, they don't want that. They don't want to give you the...
But it's similar to the street right next to it with the sub-street. You have the same problem there.
Right, and I was shocked that that wasn't a concern when they didn't...
It's on every one of our problems.
Yes. And why would that have not have been a concern on that one when they got approved to...
That one, I mean, I can't speak to the phase one. We may have recommended denial on that one too, but then when it got to Board of County Commissioners,
it kind of went.
Got approved.
Yeah. Well, we could do that as a recommendation.
Okay. Does anybody have anything else? Do you want to add anything? Nothing?
So I have clarification. Okay, good. With regards to subdivision one, there is a condition that creates acre wall will not be provided for any adjacent existing, for any adjacent existing neighbor that does not want an 8-foot wall along their water wall.
So they would have a 6-foot
along subdivision.
Wanted it.
Did not want it.
6-foot. Okay.
But the developer will be building 8 feet with everybody.
Okay.
Okay. I knew
there was some stuff. Okay. At least we got that. Everybody knows now.
So you can commission them tonight to an 8-foot wall. And then also there was another condition that was added on subdivision one that you may want to consider adding on to this subdivision. And it was a disclosure provided to future home buyers informing them of neighboring agricultural uses, including but not limited to horses and other livestock associated with odors, insects, and light.
No.
I can get this language over to the secretary if you wanted to add that. It was added to subdivision one, and just a disclosure for any of these future.
So just, can I just say disclosure if they want to add it? Okay.
The disclosure would be added to the purchase of the home.
Okay.
For
okay. Yeah. Anything else? So, are we, I mean...
50.
I'm looking at. Do you want to make anything? Okay, I'm going to try this one. Okay, so I'm going to try to do this in an orderly matter for me so I don't mess it up and we're not here longer than we have to. Okay. I'm going to do one at a time. Yes. Okay, so agenda item number 3. I'm going to make a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, so that one passes. Okay. Let's see. Now, item number 4. I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Item number 5. That's my stickler. I'm kind of torn between that one because of the previous, they went ahead and approved it, and they obviously saw some mystery that I'm not seeing, and I'm a general contractor, so I'm kind of lost on that one. But on my end, I'm going to make a motion that I would like to see the design review work harder on making a safer exit and entrance for safety vehicles or larger vehicles, concerning with the dead end of the street and no access out. So I would like to see that. I'm not saying you can get there, but I would like to see that. And then item number, the design review number two, I'm going to try to figure out, I had it highlighted. What was number two, gentlemen?
Okay,
good.
So in regards to design review, going to approve design review with the applicant working on safety concerns, and then on waivers one and waivers two, you can make a motion to approve or deny on each one.
Well, would waiver number one, wouldn't be that wouldn't be the drive of the 100? No, okay. So, and I don't have a problem with the one and two, so I'll make a motion to approve the design one and two, and then we wanted to put the stipulations of the disclosure. Where do I put that?
And then we're going to add a condition.
Okay, so I'm going to add it.
Add two conditions, one of the wall
height. And the disclosure, okay. And then I'll make a motion to add a condition for disclosure of animal life of any sorts on to new owners, and make a motion to add a condition that neighbors will be able to, is that the 8 foot or 6 foot wall? There you go. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
What
I
about,
hope I.
What about the six?
Oh, we got six?
Number six.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay.
Tentative map.
Oh, the tentative map. Okay. Make a motion to approve. I don't think there's staff condition. Approve item number six with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Then we're done. Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
I would just get with the neighbors one more time.
Planning Commission on the 15th of April.
Yes. I will do that.
Just to make it smoother, then you have it all down. Then nobody shows up.
Yes.
Then you're
thank you.
Have
so
a good night, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm. Item number seven. Is the applicant here? Come on up. Let me read it in, and then you can get started. We'll wait for them to kind of move out to the lobby. Okay, item number seven, WS250187, U.S. Holiday Real Estate Investment Corporation, waiver of development standards is to increase building height design review for new commercial building consisting of retail and parking garage in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.14 acres in a CG commercial zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Pioneer Avenue and Arville Street within Paradise.
Okay. Borrow this.
And just make sure you say your name and your address.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Yihong Liu, L-I-U, Yihong Liu and Associates, the architects of the project representing the applicant. Address is 1669 West Lorenzen Ridge Parkway, Suite 120. This is a commercial building on a existing parking lot. So this is the location of the building, and this is the area of the scope. The drawing below that is the enlargement of that building. So this is the, we're pretty much taking over the parking lot, and then we have the ground floor developed as a retail. And then we're using the existing driveway entrance to come into the parking lot, and then this is the garage entrance getting to upper levels of the parking garage, so we have another three levels above this retail. So the building is a small footprint, so the, you know, including the rent and the parking is very compact. However, we did manage to have 91 cars in this parking garage. You know, with taking over the 50 parking space on the ground, we're adding 41 over, you know, to the parking for the retail. So let me get to the floor plan. So this is the floor plan. So the footprint of the ground floor is like this. And then we do have the pedestrian walkway going through the building. And then we have the connection all the way around, you know, the sidewalk along the site. And then when we get up to the second floor, we have the parking, and then we have the elevator in the middle, and then we have this, you know, two stairs. And then we get up to the other ramp, go on to the next level. And this is the, you know, the second level of the parking, and then this is the you know, third level of the parking. So and then the building elevation is keeping the same as the existing shopping center. So this is the phase two of the project. You can see the ground floor after retail, and then the second level, third level, and fourth level being the parking. And then you can pretty much can see through it, and then with the decorative railing, you know, all the way around, with the same architectural style with the phase one building. So we think this will be seamlessly merged to the existing development, and then it will be a you know, a complete piece for the main for the main shopping center.
All good?
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention we're asking for the waiver for the only waiver is the 54. 6 inches of the top because of the elevator tower. The machine is sitting on top of that to kind of get the elevator to work. But this is standing in the middle of the building, so from the perimeter, you shouldn't be able to see it.
Okay, now good. Okay, I want to open it to the public. Would anybody like to speak on this item? Seeing nobody, I'm closing it to the floor and opening it to the board. Oh, I didn't see. Hide mine. Sorry. So sorry, sir. Okay, go ahead. We're reopening it up to the floor so he can speak. My fault. You need to address. Can you?
Which one do you want first?
Okay. I
need his name. Yeah, I was going to give him one. Can you wait? Stop. Can you wait for a minute? Can you give me your name and address, please, for the record?
Robert Hector, 4300 West Spring Mountain Road.
Okay, and the only thing we asked you to do to address the board, and then we'll get the answers from the applicant.
Okay. I'm a commercial owner of the building that I guess is right here. I have received this, and anyways, this is my property right there.
Okay.
That's right in it. It seems like I'm probably for it, and it's a good project. They have terrible parking behind, and it's just a real nightmare. But they're going to be bringing in more businesses, too. If anything, we should allow them to go four stories and have three stories of parking, because it's so bad they can't come over the parking lot.
Right, I understand.
I wonder, we're not connected to it, but I think the employees are parking in our lot to leave theirs open, and they just would like to see them have enough.
Okay. Did you want to turn your card in?
I can.
You can take it if you want to mark it.
Yes. Turn it in, I can.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? I can't see behind the board. Nobody's there, right? Okay.
No one else?
No, just making sure. Okay, now that nobody's wants to speak, we're going to close it to the public and open it back up to the applicant. He kind of just wants more parking higher up, but I don't think that's what we get. I don't have a wand. Is anybody on the board would like to say anything?
No, I'll make a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Maybe the two of you would like to talk.
Okay, item number 8, 9, and 10. Are we present? Can we read them together?
I'm not representing that place, but I'm one of the people that live in the neighborhood.
Okay, so you're looking for the applicant.
Right here.
Okay, come on up. Is it okay if I read them all together?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. What? I can't read 8.
8, 9, 10 are the same. I think 8's...
Hey, boy.
I thought they were. Am I crazy? Yeah. Okay,
no,
are we good?
Okay.
Hey, I'm a little lost sometimes, so I'm trusting people. Okay, we're going to read them, and then we'll hear from the applicant. ZC250171 Seabath Real Estate LLC, LLC zone change to classify. Can you guys please, if you have to. To classify 0.92 acres from a RS20 residential single family zone to an IP industrial park zone with an AE60 overlay, generally located on north side of Muley Avenue, 860 feet. Mall Avenue, 860 feet east of Spencer Street within Paradise. Item number 9, VS250173, Prudential LL, vacant and abandoned, a portion of right-of-way being Mall Avenue, located between Spencer Street and Eastern Avenue within Paradise. Item number 10, DR25072, Potential LLC, design review for a transportation service facility expansion on a 3.19 acre in an IP industrial zone within AE60 overlay, generally located on the north side of Mall Avenue, 1,200 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Excuse me.
Welcome back.
Good night.
Good night.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the ECO Gordillo, 204 Belle Isle, Port Henderson, Nevada, 89012, here on behalf of the applicant. Maureen, would you like me to spell that?
20 years, I think I got it right.
So I'll briefly go through all three items, and then we can take them all as individually or as one motion. I'll
sound good.
You on that. So the first item is the zone change. It's a conforming zone change where these two parcels, are already zoned IP, and then the two parcels farther west are currently zoned residential, but they're conforming to the master plan for IP as well. So we're coming to you, and I'm glad to finally be here and see you. We've been working on this for almost a year. And the idea, the intent here was to come to you with a clean application. That is, no waivers, no deviants, no deviations, nothing. So I'll get to that last item here in a second. So it's a conforming zone change to IP on those two parcels. Not only does it conform to the color on the map, but also complies and conforms to the policies and goals in the Clark County Master Plan. Currently, this parcel is where the business is located. It's Windstar Arc Lines. They're the shuttles that you see all along the strip. What they're doing is they bought this property a couple years ago, the three remaining parcels in there. The idea is to expand the existing business that's on this parcel now. The second item before you is a vacation abandonment. Real simple. Because this is Mall Avenue, it's actually considered a collector street, so it is a major street. It connects Eastern Avenue to Spencer. Because it's a collector street, we're required to do detached sidewalk, and that's what we are doing. So we are vacating 5 feet of the right-of-way of Mall so that we can detach the sidewalk. To the last item, this is the actual site plan. I think this is clearer than the aerial that I have there. It's merely an expansion of what's already there. Additional parking for the shuttles and buses. We're an expanding of the building, the office use that's there now, and of course the repair building that is going to be used to do basic maintenance on those shuttles. Again, it's a straight design review. Nothing that's before you tonight is discretionary where we're asking for any deviation. It's entirely permitted by right. This use is permitted by right within the IP zoning district. We are in agreement with all staff's conditions of approval. We sincerely appreciate the recommendation of approval on all three applications, and we respectfully request your approval as well.
I'm going to open it up to the public. Anybody want to speak on this item?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give it and state your name and address, please.
No, it's not necessary. So I live at 2072 Culmination Lane.
And your name?
And my name is Gino Ibiza. Last name is spelled I-B-Z-Z-A. And when that company first moved in, they were usually done at about 10 o'clock at night. Now it's running 24 hours a day. And you can hear the buses going in and out 24 hours a day. It is egregious. The neighbors are complaining, and they're not respecting the neighbors. I don't know who code enforcement is. I called up because there's parking on the street. They're not addressing parking. They can park wherever they want. It's a no parking zone on the street, but yet they're violating that. I've called code enforcement to find out what we can do to address this issue. They're not handling that. And so, as a homeowner, you know, one of my neighbors, I just texted her right now and said, she goes, she couldn't make it tonight, but I'm sure she's going to make it to the April, whatever meeting is going to be taking place. We are opposed to this, okay? I don't think any of my neighbors wanted that or within that proximity of that place right there. And we certainly want the business to stop running 24 hours. They got to turn it off at 10 o'clock at night. Okay, so do you have the phone number for code enforcement? Please, who do we got to call to address this? Because it really is a nuisance. If you have to live and listen to beep, beep, bus backing up for 5 minutes, are you kidding me? Guys, this is not acceptable.
I don't have a map of it. Can you show
it's
me?
It's right across the street. I live right across the street from where he is. I live directly behind.
What's your house number?
It's 2072 Culmination Lane. So I am right here.
Okay.
I am right here. Okay, so it is a nuisance. And, there's nothing. You know, I've called code enforcement to find out, hey, there's people that are parking over there. They're originally supposed to only be there till 10 o'clock at night. It wasn't a problem, but now they're running it 24/7. You know, I don't know. It's not acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else?
Yes.
And your name
David,
and address?
David Ivy, IVY. I live at 2056 Culmination. My house is here.
Okay.
So this would be right across from where. If you see on this map, these buses are massive. These are huge buses. The noise pollution is horrendous. It is now already. Also light and exhaust. Our backyard here, we can't sit out there. These shop lights are on. I understand why they're on. They got to protect these expensive vans. I understand it, but the light pollution is horrible, like he was saying, like Jim was saying, that up and down the street all day on my exhaust and light and sound. It's horrible. The fact that this is nothing now, which is fine with me, and it's residential. There used to be a house here. It's been torn down now, but that used to be a house. It's like I said, we're right here, so this is all within our, and I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Alicia Ivy. I live at 2056 Culmination as well. And I'm not going to repeat as you asked, but I'm concerned about our property values. Who wants to live in a location like this where you're going to get this beeping all night? You know, in addition, we're sort of next to the airport, but this just puts us at a huge disadvantage. And we've only lived there for hundreds of years now, 17, 18 years, yeah. And we're planning on staying, but if this happens,
so bad.
Is anybody
so bad?
Is that? One more.
My name is Dr. Evangelos Patis, and I run a little business right next to them, a 2130 East Mall, which is right next to them. And I found them very inconsiderate, very arrogant, and very obnoxious. I mean, it was amazing that we thought we make some noise, but these good people are understand. It's impossible to describe. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Is there code enforcement?
Yeah, we can. I'll address that in just a minute. Is there anybody else that would like to speak from the public? State your name and address, please.
Sure. My name is Sam Menino, 2088 Losing Circle. And just my comments.
What?
My comments now?
Yes, please.
Certainly. So, I'm generally not opposed to that area being changed to what it's become. But when I originally purchased the home in 1996, it was all single family homes over there. And what we have now is dramatically different. We're not talking about a tilt-up industrial building. This is dramatically different. So I just beg to differ with the presentation. It was horrible. This is not, was never intended when I bought my home.
Could you please just address the board?
To be anything but single family homes, okay? This particular business, they're just not a good business. I don't know if you've ever seen the cell phone. As far as taking care of the community, when this was put in about 14 years ago, they had their 10-foot landscape buffer, and you can see this is they're applying for a zone variance right now, but these two are zoned for single family currently. So in the middle of this application request, you can see the disrepair, the chain link fence, the tarp hanging, the trees are half dead. I don't know if they got approved for it or not, but they put this white fence in after the fact, which obstructs vision when you pull in and out, ingress and egress, it obstructs vision, and it totally blocks all the landscaping that you didn't have there. Originally, there were a number of pine trees that went around the entire perimeter, so it wasn't as bad aesthetically. And on each side of the ingress and egress, they had somewhere between 20 and 25 plants and shrubs. And now, on this side, there's exactly zero. What we do have instead is we have crabgrass that is constantly there on the entire area. It's unmaintained. Like I said, they're just not good stewards of the community. They originally had, their business was shuttle buses. Now what they have is these really, really large. Look at the tires. I mean, they're very, very large buses. So they had smaller shuttle buses that were maybe 20 passengers type of deal. And now they have a whole series of these. So when they originally started their business there, they would never park the buses out here by the street. They were all kind of back here by the building, and there was a little bit of a buffer right here. Now they are squeezed in as tight as can be right up against the street. And when you look, again, they're applying for a variance right now, so you think they're the best foot forward. What used to be trees right here, there were exactly two trees planted here before. Now we have steel oil drums. Three steel oil drums, a rickety fence that obstructs whatever the landscaping was there, and now there's only three trees alive over here, and there was like six before, and zero shrubs. So, just bad neighbors. I hope you would deny it just for those reasons alone. If it was a building that came in for another developer that put a tilt-up building, like something normal, that's a different thing. And I really feel bad for people who live directly behind that. That's horrible.
Seeing anybody else would like to speak on this item? Seeing no, we're going to close it to the public and back it up to that.
I just wanted to identify about 3 points.
Really quick.
So, if you have to go forward with it, then I would strongly encourage you to demand a detached sidewalk with landscaping on each side of the sidewalk, to remove the wrought iron fence that's there now. I understand they might need it for security, but if put a block wall instead, off behind the landscaping. So you have the sidewalk, the 10 feet of landscaping, a block wall that partially blocks the big ugly buses. And that would be it. And the same thing to carry on the section for the new development.
Okay, one more time, Eric. Close it to.
I could ask you a question.
We're gonna close it to the public, and then we're gonna let him rebuttal some of the things that he might have heard that he can answer questions for you, and then we'll ask our questions, and then we'll take a vote.
Okay. I have a question. May I ask you?
Is it a short question? Ask me, and I'll make sure it gets us.
Somehow I got the misconception that they also want to extend Siri to go all the way to Wall. Is that correct?
Well, no, we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us know that right now, and it's not part of this application.
So it wouldn't be able to be answered. That's what. Okay, and we can hook you up with someone that maybe could answer that question for you.
That's okay.
Okay, closing it to the public, and I'm going to give it back.
We can get you to somebody.
Yeah, we'll get you someone to help you. We're going to open back up to you. You heard some of their concerns.
Here representing the applicant. You have to understand that this initial development, the current parcel that holds the business, was approved under a totally, completely different development code. The site plan that was approved was completely different than what's there now. Okay? Now, with our revision, with what we are proposing, I can tell you, if we do it per plan, so to speak, the gate, that wrought iron fencing that they're referring to, is going to be set back 20 feet from Wall Street. It's going to be a decorative wrought iron fence. The closest parking spot for any of the shuttle or buses would be 60 feet plus from the right-of-way of Wall. So I saw the picture where I believe there's one or a couple parking spaces that are right adjacent to the what used to be proposed landscaping. Now we will have a 60-foot setback from, again, the right-of-way of Mall to the first parking space.
All that was existing as well.
Excuse me.
That is correct.
I can't. It's okay. Thank you.
If you look at our landscape plan under the proposal that you have before your consideration tonight, we are doing over and above what is required under the current development code. So we are actually going to have 20 feet of landscaping along the Mall D-type sidewalk, and then we'll have the decorative wrought iron fencing along the east side. It's kind of a little faint there, but we're actually proposing two rows of offset trees along the east property line, where originally it was only approved one row of trees that were not offset. That under the old, what you refer to, the old intense landscape buffer, that's what we're doing along the east. So again, we're going over and above what's required for the current development code for landscaping, on-site landscaping. Now, as far as the code compliance issues, that I'm aware of, there is no active code enforcement item on this property. I talked to the applicant, the property owner, last week. He was unaware that there were any code enforcement issues on the site. I couldn't find any. I'll let staff address that as well if there are any. But I can tell you right now that under the proposed expansion, we will fully comply with all operational standards as it relates to the current development code. That relates to noise, lighting. All of our lighting, new lighting that is proposed, is going to be fully cut off. That means you will not be able to see the actual bulb, and it will all be downcast per the development code that is in place right now. I think that addresses, as far as the operational issues, as far as the lighting and...
Yeah, I think you did the parking, the lighting, the wall, then we have the barrier, the buffer, the landscaping. He would like to have the detached walkways. We'll go over that. And the block wall, look, what you're doing.
The noise.
And I was gonna cover that. What are your hours of operation? What is it permitted by your license or permit in that location to have operative
Because it's industrial, I don't think there are any.
They don't have any?
No.
And then my other question is, what was it originally, the gentleman was stating that there was larger buses now than there were in the beginning. So what does he mean by that? Was in the beginning, was it just like a few cabs now and here, or and then we got to the buses because it's more feasible for the gentleman that's running it? What was originally? Because that was one of their concerns. It started small, like anything, and then the property's nice, and he probably elevated to what was financially for him. But what was originally proposed to go there, like for your business?
So what was proposed to go there is the exact same thing that we're proposing now, which is a transportation service per the definition of Title 30. Under the transportation service, it can include buses, shuttles, limousines, taxi, regular vehicles. So we are in full compliance with that definition of a transportation service, which again is permitted by right in the zoning district.
Right. I hear that a lot when people say that, and that kind of goes the wrong direction to being a good neighbor, because my problem is you're going to have a bigger parcel now,
sure,
and then you're going to have more buses, and you're going to overwhelm them. And it is in a neighborhood. I mean, you do have neighbors. It's not commercial. They're residential. And understanding that you are working underneath all the titles and all the, you're doing everything properly. That's how you move forward. It still doesn't eliminate the issue with the neighbors hearing. I would not want to hear, I have construction in my neighborhood, and they start at 6 a.m. and it goes beep, 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 backup trucks, and it's down the way about three blocks.
Sure.
I can't imagine what their windows sound like every day with this beep, beep, beep. So now my worry is you're even going to have a bigger lot with more trucks. And I know that you got it zoned. It's permitted to be there.
Sure.
It's just, it doesn't justify the neighbors having to deal with that. So that's my biggest fear is going larger, you're going to have more property.
We'd be up for consideration of something like that. But again, at this point in time, there are no restrictions on hours of operation for transportation service. It is an industrial area north of Mall. As to what was planned in 96 or 97 when the gentleman bought the house there, I can pretty much tell you that whole area, because it's under the airport environs, has historically, since I believe the first master plan was in 1986, then of course it was updated in 1992, it's always been planned for industrial development.
Right. So they were saying it was 10 o'clock. And it would pretty much be peaceful. Would there be a way, if we put a condition on that to hours of operation, that you would be the applicant, if he would be willing, or they would be willing to, that night beeping for these poor folks and the lights coming and going from their windows when they leave? I mean, would that be something he'd be?
I can tell you right now, I was unaware that was an issue, that 10 o'clock was the magical number.
Well, I don't think it's a magical. They just gave an example.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying, like, obviously that was peaceful to them after 10 o'clock. Their house winds down. They go to bed. They don't want to hear an alarm clock. That's what I would think it is all night, going beep, beep, beep. So that's why I'm asking, would he be?
If I would have known that was an issue, then I would have talked it over to the applicant. So right now, tonight, I'm not authorized to be able to agree to anything like that. But ultimately, you are an advisory board. If you believe that is that hours of operation should be provided for the site, I'd be more than willing to take it back to the applicant.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to open it up. Go ahead.
Would you guys be cool with a block wall instead of the ornamental? Is there any reason why you would be against like a 12-foot block?
Are you referring
wall?
Around the whole?
Yeah,
the whole
just the perimeter wall instead of the ornamental.
So we're talking a solid block wall along the wall?
Yeah.
I guess in the end, I defer to staff as to whether that would be something that they would want and would even be permitted within that setback. You know, the whole idea behind that, you know, you've got these standards, not necessarily standards, but provisions for, you know, crime prevention through environmental design, as they call it. And I don't know that a solid block wall is something that we would.
No, I get it, and I totally understand where you're coming from. The regulations, you guys are within the letter of the law. Totally on your side of that. Trying to find the middle ground.
Sure. No, okay. I understand.
You know, it's whether it's noisy or it's not. I love the landscaping. I think that's great. The fence does surprise me a little bit, just because it seems a little chintzy. I don't know. I don't know the best word for it. If a block wall is something that you could budge on, I don't know. I don't know where the middle ground is, and that's why I'm asking.
I can certainly take that back to the applicant. Absolutely. If that's something that the town board believes is appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. Have you ever thought of having a meeting with the surrounding neighbors to see what their concerns are? I mean, you're at a loss that you didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, would we be willing to meet with the neighbors that are here? I mean,
would that be something you guys would want to do? I mean, the actual person that owns the lot, this is just a representative for him.
Yeah,
the noise level is so well, high. It's not just me.
Okay, we can't go back. We can't go back.
I get all of those things, and being a homeowner, I get it. But I'm thinking if you could, you know, you guys could maybe come up with a place in the middle.
I'm going to have to.
Okay.
We can't go back and forth with the public comments. And no, you're fine.
Address her.
Yeah, you can address. I'm sorry, sir.
Because we have some residents who are immediately adjacent to the mall. If they'd be willing to host at one of their homes a meeting with some of the neighbors, we'd be willing to do that next week. I mean, the sooner the better.
I think that's really a great idea. You get all your stuff out and you see what you have to do. And if you have the right guy there that can make the decision, he can maybe make it right then and there. So it's just a thought, being a homeowner myself.
Understandably, and we'd be more than willing to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I want to carry on with the wall a minute. A wall along mall. Set back, because they have the landscaping and all that. Is that an issue?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, if we're, what are we, this is IP currently?
IP.
So if it's IP, I think, off the top of my head, it's a 20-foot required setback. If you're not within that required 20-foot setback, you could go up to the height of that zoning district, 40, 50 feet. So I think as long as you're outside of that front setback off mall, you can do, let's say, up to 8 or 10. If you want to, for a block wall. But again, I know that's a decision for the owner, 8 or 10 feet high.
All right.
So you have the option. There's an option there between the fencing and a wall without getting into a lot for them as far as waivers and all that sort of thing.
Right. And if that's something that you would like to include as part of your recommendation, we'll consider that.
Now, the other
talk it over with the neighbors as well.
The other property, what happens if they don't get that zone change?
If they don't get the conforming zone change, I don't have an answer for you. The property's already been bought. It's been under ownership, unified ownership.
It's been bought
for a couple of years.
It is what it is right now. Until the zone changes. So, is this going to be an expansion and more buses?
I'm sorry?
Is this going to be an expansion and more buses?
Yeah, if you look at our site plan, an expansion of the existing parcel that's there now.
How many buses?
Correct. We don't have an actual count of the parking spaces, but we are, as far as the parking goes, I know someone mentioned parking along the mall. I don't know if that's from our facility or not, but we are not allowed to park along the mall because that's a collector's street.
You've got buses. I guess those spaces there would be buses?
Yeah, let me see if I can briefly count them. Looks like it'd be around 50 parking spaces for shuttles and buses.
For the entire zone change and everything else.
For the existing.
And how many buses do they have now?
I don't know because I don't have the existing club. Let me see if I can count it off of the aerial.
Just as a clarification, I'm looking at the staff report. This does say it's going to be 40, it looks like. That's what's in the staff report here. That might be
so right now under the existing site plan it looks like there's 25.
So you're gonna not quite double the number of buses.
Double. But obviously the site is gonna be much larger now as opposed to just the one parcel that's there now.
And I don't know. I think the idea of the hours being somewhat modified would be of help to the neighbors. I don't know how you resolve the issue with the exhaust from the buses.
I don't know. I mean, that, to me,
that's hazardous to their health. Regardless of what the zoning is, what the operation is, you're talking about a lot of exhaust.
Yeah. As far as being on the operational standards, is smell one of them?
It's not.
It's not, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
Lighting and noise.
Yeah, lighting and noise.
But it, it still doesn't, it still
it's
doesn't diminish. The, you're talking about 40 more, I mean, I go behind one bus and I gag. I can't imagine them starting their motors up and then them out in their front yard or trying to leave or enjoying their front yard or whatever yard you want, and then you're smelling this. I know that even down off of Horizon, when they had the freeway put in, those houses that were on the curb, they did a study of just the freeway, and it's just people moved because it was like, it was bad pollution, and I get we got it. But I think now you're asking for 40 more buses to be invading and giving these kind of toxic fumes, the in and out at all hours, the beeping. It's just, that's a lot. It's a lot.
We'll defer to you as far as what you believe.
Well, I meant for the neighbors. I meant not for me, because I don't live there. I don't have to deal with it. They have to. So when I say that's a lot for them, it's a lot for them to deal with on a daily basis. We're not talking a small automotive. And I wish I had the documents of what we originally attended or what was presented that would go there, because that would help me see where it went. Because they're saying it didn't start with buses. It went to buses. And that was my concern. It's like, okay, you got in underneath the, whatever zoning it was at that time. I know we have new zoning, and you're following every, crossing every I and dotting every T. And I get that. But originally, I don't know if this is what was intended by what was presented, because a lot of times that happens. And now they're getting the end of the stick, kind of, I feel, because now they're asking for more. Would you be willing to hold this item and go speak to your neighbors to work out or not be?
Yeah, we can hold it for
I mean, because you have a lot, I think on the board, we have a lot of questions and we have a lot of things. And I think she had a good recommendation. It's like normally good neighbors and developers go and they meet with the neighbors and they see what they don't like. And then it makes your job a lot easier moving forward. So
I've already kind of
I'm thinking, can I do that? Can we hold 8, 9, and 10 for them to come back to the next meeting after they meet with the neighbors? Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to hold 8, 9, and 10 to our next agenda, April 8th. And this is what we're going to do. He's going to contact you guys. He's going to try to get as many as your neighbors that have questions. Meet with the gentleman and try to get the owner there to answer all the questions, because you can't speak for him. And then you guys are going to have to come back, because they're agreeing. You don't have to, but the applicant will come back in front of us, present, and then he moves forward to the next steps after us. So,
but you're welcome to come back.
You're welcome to come back. Yeah. But meeting with him, you guys would be able to hash this out, and he can get what he can do for you for hours, and that's what I would suggest. I would suggest that we have hours that are limited. The lighting I know works, because I have it done in some areas that we've had problems with, and they do have better lighting for you guys. Even the freeways have done now worked with neighbors. They do the low lighting. You don't have them. I have them in my backyard, and I don't even know they're there. I mean, I see the football field from Silverado High School worse than I do a freeway light. So things like that, just if you can get it down so you guys can get through it quick, what your neighbors, maybe have one liaison for your neighborhood, get together and talk about it, send an email out. I don't know if you guys have an organization over there that you kind of bonded with, but I would get to know your neighbor and get some questions down and then get with them and pinpoint everything that bothers you. Now, you might not get it all, but you might get most of it. And then he seems like he's willing to work, but he can't give word that he can do it, because he has to have the
application. The only thing I would request is if you did not sign in, if you could sign in, email, phone number, and then the items that you're here for, which are 8, 9, 10.
And then
if I can get a copy of that, and I'll start the calls tomorrow.
Sounds great.
And if someone's willing to host the meeting at their house, that might be the easiest.
And you guys have to work that out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a motion to hold 8, 9, and 10 for the next board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
For what date? I'm going to show up.
Oh,
April
ours is April 8th.
April 8th.
Yeah.
Same time.
Here.
Okay.
Same location.
We'll get with him. I mean, I hope you guys can work it out.
Yeah. So, code enforcement, who do I talk to?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Blanca
see you
can
Blanca
get
right
you
there.
A phone number for code enforcement. Okay, we have item number 11 yet to get through. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Wake up.
She's just on, she comes regularly. She's a presenter regularly, so we all kind of see that. That's it.
The only other thing
I was. Can you guys, excuse me, can you maybe go out there so that she can finish?
Okay, number 11, we're going to read it into record. ET254000-23UC230031 Mirage LLC use permit first extension of time for the following. High impacted project, 2 resort hotel, 3 public area, including but not limited to casino, showrooms, theater, retail, restaurants, offices, pharmacy, personnel, services, art gallery, live entertainment, nightclubs, indoor, outdoor dining, drinking, and alcohol sales, packaged liquors, beer, and wine. Number 4, associated with accessories of incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures, including retail area, dining, theater, spa, fitness center, and daycare. And number 5, despite per plans on file. All right, that one's okay. And then dividends for the following. Number 1, increase building height. 2, reduce height setbacks ratio. 3, encroachment into airspace. 4, reduce load spaces. 5, allow a premium access into portions of the building from the interior of the resort. 6, alternate landscaping and pedestrian room. And 7, all other deviations as depicted in plans on file. Waiver of development standards for moderation of driveway geometrics and design review for the following. 1, high impact project. 2, resort hotel with associated and necessary uses, structure and incidental buildings and structures, and 3, finished grade on 69.8 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, 13 feet south of Spring Mountain, within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Leskin, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the Hard Rock. The aerial that's on the screen right now is the location of the former Mirage Hotel and Casino. Through the application that we're in front of you tonight, for the routine first extension of time, it will become the Hard Rock Resort and Casino. And as I indicated, this is the first extension of time. Staff is recommending approval. We have pulled some permits. We pulled grading, footings, and foundations. And we're working with Public Works. They've added some conditions about some additional dedication that they would like on Frank Sinatra Drive. So we're working with them to understand the specifics of that. But other than that, we would request that you follow staff's recommendation for approval.
Renee, do you have anything? Do you want to make a motion?
If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject preliminary staff conditions until March 22nd, 2027 to commence.
There's a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you.
I think I was the fastest tonight.
Okay, we have some general business. Is there any...
Number 1, you trailed it, but this item was the second or third no-show.
Oh.
For sure, they weren't here last meeting.
So do we want to...
So it's up to you. You can go ahead and hold it for the second
issue last meeting. We're still going to...
Mm-hmm. It's
this is still labeled as the 318 PC, so that's fine.
Yeah.
So do you want to? Can you guys talk and then we do the comment and come back to it? Okay.
We're
on hold for a minute. Are you? Now we hold. We're holding to see what we should
she's
do with number 1.
She's trying to see what if they've already heard it.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah. I know that this is going to be the third.
So what normally, what's the motion on that one?
She's trying.
No, I'm asking. Normally, when they miss it, they turn to another one. What does that mean?
You can deny it. You can request to come back to the board. She's trying to determine if they've already been
scheduled. Are you here for item number one? She's just, go ahead, Blanca. I just want to ask if she was.
I believe it was on number 15.
They were held. They're not being heard tonight.
Oh, not. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but if you want, you can.
They'll be back on 429.
You can leave these with. You can mark them.
Okay.
And then leave them with.
Well, I'd rather hear something.
Okay.
429.
Yes.
429.
Okay. Well, we hope.
Same time, same place, unless they hold it again.
So I've got the routine up for the agenda. The agenda up for the routine and the items that you see what's going on here on the meeting side. It's 0079.
Yeah. I'm showing that it's going to be on April 1st.
Okay, you are showing
it. So, yeah, because it was held the last time commission because of the no show is on board.
Okay.
So now it's on April 1st. So it's up to you. I would say.
So they've only had it twice then? They've only missed one?
Missed
three times.
Missed
okay.
Is it third?
Yeah.
Yes.
So would it just be a recommendation to deny it?
Recommendation denial for
no show. Okay, I'm just. Okay. Should I go ahead and make the motion?
Sorry. Thinking liaison. Nat is.
So do I have to give those detail on record, or do I just say motion and deny? I'm going to make a motion to deny item number one due to no applicant show. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Is there any general business?
No.
Okay. So at the last part, we have comments from the general public. The period devoted to the comments by the general public is about matters relevant to the board, council, and jurisdiction which it is held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda at this time. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaking podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board council wishes to extend a length of presentation, this will be done by chairman or board council majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to speak? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. Our next meeting is April 8th, 2021.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? And we are done. I'm not coming back until Christmas.
Sure, just won't bring it.
Okay. Button down. And we like